said. So we're talking about the Dilma Rahakis, what to continue. And the Sefer Kukis Tara Paskins based on the Shaburu. Then on the night of Tisha B'Av, a couple may not touch one another, even when one's wife is not anointed. Why? If she's not anointed, why can't they touch one another? Because it's an Isser prohibition of having relations on Tisha B'Av. But during the day, they are allowed to. So the night of Tisha B'Av not, but in the daytime, they are allowed to. So there's a split between the night and the day of the Gadol Tisha. So from our opinion, the top proof being Dalit Sifri Fes, Paskins, that they should also separate their beds at night. Gaber Paskins, that they should also separate their beds at night. With regard to other Hakakas, some are stringent, while others, such as the Chus or Huggers, are lenient. So the Gadol Tisha Bog, which is an issue of Pastor Shamikin, at night they can't talk to one another. Even when the wife is not immediate, due to the legal prohibition of having relations, but during the day they're allowed. Rechaber and Simitov Kufnun Dalit Sifri Fes Paskins, that they should also separate their beds at night. But regarding other Hakakas, some are stringent, some are not. Shuvas von Huggins are lenient in Sternbach. What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur also is a history of male relations. All our couples apply both day and night. However, so the Zalman and the Shulman's home allows a couple for the wife is not need to be Fatah and Yom Kippur. It says it's a bris in Yom Kippur. So, from the Zalman and Shulman allows a couple for the wife is not need to be a Fatah and Yom Kippur. Since we can rely on the opinion of the Taz, who permits some of our couples even on Yom Kippur. He permits some of our couples even on Yom Kippur. So Ashulkin writes that the minig is to allow touching during the day, but once you minimize the reaction of his wife on your kippur. This is the Kiddush word. With regard to a couple during Aveilus, Aveilus also. How many areas are there the minister of Tasha Dimitri? Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, Shas Nidusa, and during Aveilus. Investigating all the different categories. With regard to the company who's has to show their lateness, where the love is that they're not allowed to be intimate, the Chaber Paskins from the Shimpei Gimel Sefala, that the couple may not be together, though all forms of closeness are allowed during Shiva, including shearing, shims, and bedlock clothes. However, it is best to avoid the potential of being intimate, the couple should not share a bed. The Ramah argues that the Chaber forbids Nisha Kibbutz and Nisha during Shiva. The Maisa Bavadi allows even hugging and Kiva Kanishik as the Kaber Pasit writes it is best to avoid Kiva Kanishik so they be the intimacy or it's also a poem. From the Zalman, should the Shomo Pasit that a couple may have to be Mishik and Kiva Kanishik allowed to touch one of them so the Muslim simply forbids hugging and Kiva Kanishik, not other forms of closeness. This is the Alokka, the Gabi, this is so the meaning is like the Ramah, Alokka Maisa is completely machmas. Okay? We have this halacha very clearly from Maisa the Gabi Nis Din. Okay, so let's now continue this halacha Maisa regarding the following very important din. Yes.
Wait. So according to the Ramah, all of our focus apply during Aveilus.
Yes, that's correct. That's what the Ramah says. Speaking for Nishik as well, correct. That's what the Chaber writes.
But so all touching is not permitted.
No, so the Zalman says, even if there's also other forms of touching would be okay. That's what the Shlomo Zalman passes. Okay? The Ramah specifically says, even for Nisha during the Shiva. The Chaber doesn't mention it at all, but the Bavadiyah says, you should probably be mocking for the Ramah if you're smarty. If you're a din, you don't have to. I want to get to the most important child. It's hard to say most important, but I want to get to really the underpinnings of Nidin, whether the mice and underpinnings of Nidin for mice. Who is here? You, some owner you're sitting here? You want to write down, yeah? Okay. What's the halacha of checking the pulse of the sixth spouse? Halacha writes, this goes to the heart and core, is Nidin Yarva Yav or not? Is Nidin Yarva? Addressing the issue of checking the pulse of the sixth spouse, to be adhered to the approach of the school convention, where the touch of a woman who's needed is a consideration of a woman. Remember we had this? Placed in the Ram and the Ramban. The Ramban says that it's a rabbinic issue. Husbands are allowed to feel his wife's pulse if she, her life, is in danger. What is the Ramban accused of the So if her pulse from my soul, he's allowed to what? He's allowed to take the pulse of his wife if her life is in danger, because this is only the Ramban anyway. Okay? According to the Ramban. According to the Rambam, this is an Issadir Issa, a biblical prohibition, and you're not allowed to be in contact with the leader, because it's not Israel, it could be a Rias. Three cardinal sins. One of the three cardinal sins, of which the love is our Mayaba. So you have to give up your life. So if you feel home like the Rambam, the Rabbono, you get that your wife's pulse, and she's in the leader, it's not coming. You go like the Rambam, so this is the Raisa, that's a what? Abizrani, you got riots, the Argoi Yabba. I want you to keep this in mind. I knew the Mishnah said in Sotah that the Chalvan off, if a woman is drowning, that she's naked, has no clothes on, you're allowed to save a life. If you don't save a life, you know what you're called? The Chassid Shota. You're the Shogun, you thought you were a Chassid, you're a Shota. So, that's talking about a situation where it doesn't have to be your wife, it can be any woman. Yes? You're allowed to, you have to save your life. If you don't, you're an idiot, basically. Plus, it sure can mean you're an idiot. So I want you to keep this in mind. We're just getting through saying now that the Holy Karamah, there's an issue. The Holy Karamah, there's an issue to not do that, but to give your wife, to take her pulse, she's in danger. So how do the things square? In the Harvard City of Zion, I want you to get in classrooms that a husband's a doctor is not allowed to take his wife's pulse. Based on what you know, based on the city of Congress passing according to the Rama, that even in a life threatening situation, a husband may not physically touch his wife when she's in need. You want to go? The Rama argues in the simple reading of a Congress passing according to the Rama that when the woman's life is in danger and there's no one else to take her pulse, her husband is allowed to do so because of those two cultural needs of the nature. The Macabre asks of the Ramon maker. Now the shock continues. His mind is the Macabre differently. He writes that even the Ram agrees that only physical contact that is there feeble in a loving and enduring manner is biblically prohibited. But touch for medical purposes is not biblically prohibited. The shock adds, for this reason, one can become a doctor even if you'll need to engage in physical contact with married women, since his touch is professional, not an academic. Shocker claims that when the Macabre forbids the husband, doctor, from taking the wife's pulse, it must be referred to a non-life-threatening situation, in which case it's best to find another doctor possible, right? Because that's not an act of endearment, it's life-threatening. According to this, one of the Macabre, that touching is a non-life-threatening situation, prohibited, it seems that the Ramah, who argues with the Macabre, would permit it. According to this understanding of the Macabre, that touching in non-life-threatening situations is prohibited, it seems that the Ramah, who argues with the Macabre, would permit. Rav Hashem and Rav Hazza, what's the tax stringent argument on this sheet? So, in such a situation, you follow me? Because that fish, the mice and the shots, even the Macabre would allow. That's why you can save the woman who's drowning. That's not an ailment. But it's a non-life-threatening situation, then we're worried about that might be called a dirma. You follow me? If it's a non-life-threatening situation, that might be called a dirma. And therefore, what emerges is that the mice, we have this machlekes between them. The body is masmer, that we have machlekes between the regular understanding of the going against the shock. The body is masmer that Tara Sabai, if the doctor's allowed to take a pulse of other married women, not in that situation, with regard to his wife, the covenants of her love were more stringent, they had added a level of connection, the touch might be sensual. The mice in the life force, even the Sephardi must allow the husband to touch his wife, that's a save for the wife. But that's not a threat. In Tara Sabai, the writer offers many reasons to permit, two of which are the following. Shocks, Havana, and Ram, that only a daring touch is also. The fact that immediate may not be included in the prohibition, it's giving a riot, since the child is not a monster. I'm just wondering, that's all according to the Shots presentation. The Shots presentation with Abu Ramah is that if it's life-threatening, it's with it, right? Even the Macabre allows it. If it's life-threatening, it's considered permissible. That's the Shots presentation. For that endearment. So if you don't go with the Shots presentation, go with the simple reading of the Shofar from the Ramah. I don't understand. What do you think the difference is between? I think you have to say like this. What's the difference in a husband? Chachaber prohibits a husband, even in a life-threatening situation, from touching his wife as a need. How is that different than a woman that's drowning? I guess you have to say that in the case of a woman drowning, that's never endearment at all. Even if it's your wife that's drowning, it's never an endearment. You follow me? She's drowning. In the situation where her pulse needs to be taken, somehow I guess we're going to say that's a mice of somebody's going to have to say that's a mice of fever. It's hard to say, no? I mean, but I guess the act of saving someone from drowning is different than taking her pulse. But if taking her pulse in a life-threatening situation, wouldn't you say it's similar to drowning? I guess you got to be machalik between the two. So you can share with the shock, it's not a kashka. The shock presents the whole thing. You're talking about it's non-life-threatening situation. Even life-threatening, the machaber would allow it. So what emerges, there are two ways to learn Sifat Zion in Shofar Kuf Tzadihei. First is that the machaber prohibits the husband to touch his wife, even in life-threatening situations. So I'm just wondering, how's that different in the case of drowning? You have to be machalik than that in drowning. Second is that the Machaber is according to a non-life-threatening situation, the shock, similar to the previous sifrim, and Machaber who is confident with a doctor, husband, and wife, since there already is an added level of connection to them. So you can ask a question, how can a doctor touch anyone? That's professional. And when it's his wife, we assume even when he's doing the pulse, that's considered to be endearment, not life-threatening. Although, yes. Go ahead.
Let's say someone's wife, Shasni Dusa, let's say trips on the street and needs help getting up. Are we expected to, call someone?
Someone else's wife? You mean not your own wife?
No. Someone's own wife.
You don't want to embarrass her. That's not their fever, right?
Right, and it's also in public.
We said that in that situation where you have no other choice for Misa, right? We said in that situation you have no other choice, so no Misa. We said that we'll have to talk about. We'll talk about it. We'll get to
what
track.
About someone else's?
Yeah, maybe you're like a doctor in that case, you know? Maybe you're like a doctor.
Right, and also, obviously, someone needs to be, his wife's caretaker,
yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, well, that we'll talk about that. We'll get to it.
But if you cover your hand, does that make it better?
Yeah, it does. Put a glove on. We're going to get to it. I don't think we get to it today, but if you put a glove on, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Although the good author of are lenient in the above situations, we certainly can recognize the severity of the prohibition that physical contact with a woman is illegal, and the importance of properly following the caucus that we learned in the Synod. Same time, we're leaving the Torah without the Asharis. The Torah is not given to angels, and if a couple is hostile from Nishal, and any of these halakhas, they should not despair to give up. So when Malach writes, Shevi Yifol Tzadik Vekam, the Tzadik falls seven times and gets up. But that doesn't mean you can continue to do it. Some people try to say, God forgives me, and then you keep doing the same thing. That's not right either. You gotta be honest. Tzadik falls seven times, gets up. God is teaching that even if a person falls many times, he's still considered a tzadik. He's motivated enough to get back up. Right? May the learning and training of these halakhs be a mirror for our personal soul and bias in halakha, the Am Yisroel. Okay, let's continue for two more halakhas, and then we'll break. I wrote it from my friend, he's got a photocopy of it. Okay, let's continue now. We want some practical applications of the mice. Okay? How about eye drops? Eye drops. A lot of times it's easier to put eye drops if someone holds your eyes open, you know? Although Yosher, when the Kovitz Chuba's quotes the Beit Shar, who allows a husband to put drops in his wife's eye while she's anemic. Rebbe Avadia quotes an Avnei Tohar, he allows if the husband does not touch the wife when putting the drops into her eye. In other words, if she does it her own eyes, he doesn't touch it, just puts the drops in. Even if she cannot keep her eyelid open, the light allows him to help her do so if she's holding a handkerchief or wearing gloves. That's what you said in the album. Very good. So Moshe says it's mutter to put it in, but you shouldn't. Bavadia says the reason why it's okay is because you're not touching her, but you'd be allowed to touch her with a handkerchief and wearing gloves. Lifting up a hospital bed. The beer motion, the between the raw process, the husband or wife is allowed to raise the head of a hospital bed for their spouse, even if it is done manually, since no physical contact takes place between the two. Yifuza, it is best for the spouse to put on gloves as a hecker. Bavadia, quote, Avnei Tohar also permits due to lack of physical contact, and he too adds it is best for the spouse to put on gloves. The Marakon is lenient even without the use of a glove. In contrast, if the Muhammad passes either the wife or husband, if they're sick, God forbid, is sick, even if, when either the wife or husband is sick, and even if there's no direct touch, the bed is held electronically, since this is considered their fever. In such a situation, the husband should find a nurse or someone else who can help. Or it should be pointed out that it's clear from the Ramah that if the wife is home and wakes up in the middle of the night and needs to be raised upwards and no one else is around to help, the husband is allowed to help her sit up even if he does not touch her directly. Okay, so again, we should try to with the gloves. You know, the Gemara has a whole shadow with the sota. You know, if there's the limb of sota, how does the Kohen put it in her palms? So the Gemara says handkerchief. Yerushalmi says they put a handkerchief in the tomb. Doesn't even touch it. Then the Gemara says a Kohen Zucker, which is a Kiddush. Kohen Zucker means his older Kohen, whatever, the Ur. We don't really rely on that Kohen. Last two, we'll do two exams, then we'll break for Seder, the photocopy. You have to do the Tais Tid about the Evil. And also want to photocopy the Gemara in the Darb. Exclusive learning Ramas, the Sunday Ramas. Putting on Tillin. Can a woman help who's needed her husband to put on Tillin? Tomo Zalman allows a wife who's needed to put Tillin on her husband if she's wearing gloves. There's no way else for him to put it on. If the body of Tara's wife agrees in his mazik, there's room to be needed for the sake of mitzvah because he's sick. It's better to put on gloves. Lastly, wheelchair. In the case of a woman who just gave birth and needs to be moved to a different room, the body quote out of her pocket, if no one else is available to move her, the husband is allowed to push her wheelchair. The Moshe's quote in the Shor's words saying that a husband may help his wife to the bathroom if no one else is around and does not touch her body directly. So put on your gloves. Okay. Good to see everyone. Let's continue. But let me photocopy. Yeah. Good morning. I'm crazy about coming to do the work of the car. I have, you know what? Could I trouble somebody giving me?